Invite the CWI player of the series, Mr. Jason Holder, to come back and have a few more words. Jason, 15 wickets in the series. That's some going in a five-match T20 series. You were superb in the early exchanges with the new ball. That worked out brilliantly for you. You're now a genuine death bowling option. I mean, the smile's a broad one, but this hasn't always been the case for you in the T20 side. You've had to sort of fight your way in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. You know, obviously, an area that I needed to improve on is my death bowling, and obviously my variations. I feel as though I've worked really hard on it in the nets. You know, I'm getting a lot more confident by the day. And, you know, it's really good to see the captain having the confidence in me. Obviously, I didn't start well today, and he still had the confidence to me to rely on me to bowl in the last ball, last over. So that says a lot. You know, there's a lot for my confidence personally, you know, knowing that all the hard work I've put into the nets is now coming into play, and people are seeing it more and more and giving me the responsibility.
You're very much a senior player in this dressing room, whether or not you feel like a senior player in T20 cricket. The guys are looking up to you, responding to you. You yourself and Karan seem to have an excellent sort of working relationship, even though you're a former captain. It all seems to be moving in the right direction.
Look, I feel really good about my role in the team. You know, I'm past all the drama, past all the peripheral noise. I'm happy just to be playing in the dressing room, giving whatever I could give to the team. You know, I pride myself on being a complete team player. You know, each and every time I step on the field, it's just about what I can deliver for the team. You know, today I didn't get a chance to bat, but, you know, I had the opportunity in the field, so that was just my chance to put up my hand. And even though when I'm not bowling, I think it's still important for me, you know, to give out added expertise, you know, experience to the younger guys and try to guide them and nurture them. And again, full confidence to the management staff and thanks to the management staff for giving me the role and giving me that responsibility. I think it does a lot for my cricket personally, and, yeah, hopefully I can continue to grow.
Finally, the England team coming out here always seems to bring the best out of West Indies and yourself. That must feel pretty good to turn over the number one side, ranked side in the world.
Yeah, special thanks to the ECB and England boys. I thought Moeen Ali and Owen Morgan, well-led sides. You know, these guys are tremendous players, not only, but good people. You know, we had a good rapport off the field, and I know these guys will be looking forward, keenly, to coming down to the Caribbean more often. It's a place that they thoroughly enjoy, and I try to give them the best experience and hospitality as I possibly can as a, you know, Barbadian off the field and a West Indian. You know, I think it's really important for the global game, and we just need to continue to grow the game. This part in the Caribbean, now we tend to rely on a lot more financial resources that we probably don't have, and, you know, having teams in England come more often, you know, has an added impetus to our economy and our cricket. So hopefully we can get the ECB coming out a little bit more. We know they've got some heavy schedules in the future, but, you know, it's always a pleasure to play against them. Look forward to seeing the Barmy Army in the Test Series, and may the better team win.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you again in March. For now, enjoy the celebrations. Pick up your second cheque of the evening, and ladies and gentlemen, there is your Betway T20 Series player of the series, Jason Holder.
Thank you.